Dixon Cole up there.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. Hang on. Let me just mute my computer. There we go.
Okay.
What's up?
Okay, I actually am calling. It looks like there was a missed call earlier today, so I definitely wanted to make sure I went out to you.
Yeah, I missed someone's follow-up because I was on another call. But I'm here. Pardon me. Man, I got a situation where my speaking triggers my coffee, so sorry about that. I was calling just to kind of review things. I'm not getting any Google guarantee leads whatsoever. And
okay,
it's been like 3 or 4 months. I'm getting really kind of concerned.
Yeah, so am I, actually. I've been working on trying to find an issue on what could be causing this delay because, again, it's a program that pays for itself, right?
Yep.
So it's definitely concerning. Something that I noticed, actually, and I noticed this, I think it was on today, actually, is the service areas that we're promoting you on. Now, your business license, it's out of Washington, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in some areas, it looks like they're from California. Sorry if I'm wrong, but I just wanted to double check. For example, Chico, El Dorado Hills, right?
Those are both Washington State, yeah.
They're still Washington State?
Yeah, but I know there's a Chico, California, so I never thought of that, but yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm definitely taking a look into it because the way it's showing me is that those areas, for some reason, they're labeled under California.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So well, with a name like El Dorado, yeah, go figure, you know.
Yeah, so what I'm assuming, and I'm pretty sure I'm 99% sure after talking with their Google team, is that that could be the issue because we're not able to promote those areas, again, because based on your license, right, they're not.
I get that.
So what I would like
to,
I'm so sorry, go right ahead.
Yeah, so what other areas are in my geographical listings?
That's what I'm looking at right now. I'm trying to take, trying to just look at Google Maps and also see which ones are accepting.
Okay.
Because there's some really good areas, right? So let me just double check. We just don't want to go over the mileage.
Yeah.
You could say.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I did get a rather strange lead from outside of my geographic, you know, preferred area. I know you're not in Washington, so to give you a perspective, I'm in Kitsap County. Ideally, I don't have to go more than 15 to 20 miles in any direction. And it's I don't know, where are you, sir? Where are you at? California, Colorado?
No, in Arizona.
No, not even close. Well,
not even close, you're right.
Okay. I mean, if you can sort of imagine a big peninsula, that's my county, and it's just water in almost any direction if you go beyond 20 miles, which is kind of ideal. But I got a lead from a guy over in the Seattle area, which is like an hour away, which I definitely don't want.
Yeah,
and it was not a good fit for two reasons. First, the geographic, and then the other was he's looking for like partners per se to do a full remodel of a home.
Oh, okay.
I think what he's really trying to do is just get people to, you know, be like subcontractors on a lot of tiny aspects of the remodel. I just simply wasn't interested, but,
no, I understand.
We need to get our focus straightened out geographically. So I'm getting leads just from my area. So having said that, I got to acknowledge something. When I'm getting leads, and they're not Google ad leads or Google guarantee leads, they're just organic local splash leads. They're solid. They like almost don't even shop me. They just, okay, this is what I want to do. How much will it cost? Okay, that's reasonable. Okay, go ahead. How soon can you do it?
Okay, that's always good. I do feel that once we get the actual service areas situated, I think that's the main issue because, again, it looks like...
Okay, well, let's do that right now if we can.
Yes, that's what I'm looking at your actual county. I would definitely want to add maybe the names of the cities, maybe five today. And that's just to get started, right? Just so I can add them.
Okay. Is it not a thing where you can just simply add area or zip codes, or do you have to have city names?
Actually, that's what I was going to ask too, because we have the county I'm staring at right now, and I was going to say maybe it's best to add the zip codes. That way they could distinguish it, because I have seen in some cases that the county shares quite a bit of cities, right? And that might even be out of state, right?
Okay, wait, stop. When you say so that they can distinguish it, who do you mean? The customer?
No, I'm sorry. Google, basically, just to make sure that the zip code. I'll be honest, the zip code, I always prefer to do those for the same reason, because it's as specific as you can get, right?
Right. Okay, yeah. So this is all things algorithms would recognize and not a human.
That's correct. So this is all that's going to happen. So
okay.
Again, I definitely want to make sure we add those zip codes. I was going to go with cities to try them out, but honestly, the zip codes sound much better. Again, because
it's
specific to Google's algorithm.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay. Perfect. So right now I'm just looking to see if I could get a list of zip codes right in the area.
Yeah. I can verbally give them to you right now.
Okay. Actually, yeah. Go right ahead.
98311. 98310, 98312,
okay.
98337,
okay.
98383. Those five are all I really need.
Okay, perfect. Give me 1 second here.
Yeah.
And the 98310 is Bremerton, is that right?
Bremerton.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Give me 1 second here. Yeah, it's taking them. It really is.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think we just might have nailed it on these changes here. And they're mostly in Bremerton. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful.
I think four of those are all Bremerton. The fifth, the 3831 is Silverdale.
Silverdale. Perfect.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and add these. If you get a chance later on today, or maybe now, if you think of more zip codes, right, just send them in. That way I can keep adding them to you, okay?
Well, I mean, I got you now. I really would like to try and resolve things. Let me just Google a list of Kitsap County zip codes.
Perfect. Works for me.
And I'll tell you if there's any new ones. I mean, I don't want to go any further than I have to. 310, 11, 12. So there's a little community called Port Orchard. It has two zip codes, but I really don't want to go that far.
I mean,
and I'll tell you, I don't. Where in Arizona are you? Are you like Phoenix or?
No, I'm in a small town. It's Prescott Valley.
Oh, I know that area up there. Yeah.
Awesome.
Well,
it's really nice.
So what? I mean, I'll try and give an analogy. I mean, going from Prescott to say Sedona, how far is that?
It's actually a good hour and a half sometimes.
Oh, well, then forget about it. Analogy won't work. Yeah, you're out there in the woods.
Yes, sir. So it's about I would say about 60, 70 miles away.
Okay, so Port Orchard is like a half an hour from where I live.
Good.
It's not that big a deal. I just don't want to go that far.
Okay, perfect. So we got the zip codes. And the good thing is that you are getting some from just regular calls. As soon as we get this Google verified.
Oh, hey, look, I got one more good one for you. It's 98393.
98393?
Correct.
Okay, 98393.
Yep.
All right. Okay, I think I got it wrong. 98393?
No, you don't have anything wrong. That's just another one.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
There was 383, and now there's also 393.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Perfect. I got these. There's about six that we're going to add right now. OK, Okay, perfect. So I'm going to get started on this. I'm also going to have my GV team look at these zip codes, right, just to make sure that they're added properly. Again, I already did it, but it doesn't hurt to somebody else to check. Now, everything's looking okay in regards to the Atlas service, which is the regular SEO service, right? So on that one, I'm still going to ask for more attention from our team in regards to the actual posts that are being created. With that one, I could definitely say that I feel comfortable with how it's going. My main concern definitely is Google Verified, because that's where the money is, right? And I'm not just saying that to, you know, get you up. It really is. That's where all my clients are mostly getting the most success.
Yep.
So I will definitely figure this out. I believe we just did today, but either way, I'll update you in about 2 days, maybe 3 max, just to see if everything's done better, okay?
Okay.
All right. Awesome, Thomas. I really appreciate your patience on this, okay?
Okay, and I appreciate you calling back. That's pretty good.
Yes, sir. Anytime as well. Remember, feel free to send me a text. Just let me know.
We'll do.
Later today, and it will happen, okay?
Okay.
All right,
thanks.
Thomas.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.